Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, entitled The Pandavas Retire Timely. This is text number 40. Vishrija Chatratata Sarvam. Vishrija Chatratata. Vishrija Tatra Tat Sarvam. Dukulalayadikam. Dukulavalayadikam. Nirmamo Nirahankara. Nirmamo Nirahankara. Sachina Nashesha Bandhanaha. Sachinane Shesha Bandhana. Vishridya Tatra Tat Sarvam. Dukula Vailayadikam. Nirmamo Nirakakara. Sanchinan Shesha Bandhana. Vishrishya Tatra Tat Sarvam. Dukula Valayadikam. Nirmamo Nirakankara. Sanchinane Shesha Bandhanaha. Vishridya Tatra Tat Sarvam. Dukula Valayadikam. Nirmamo Nirakankara. Sachina Shesha Bandhanaha. Someone else, please. Vishrijin Tatra Sarvam. Dikula Valayadikam. Nirmamo Nirahankara. Nachinane Shabananaha. Vishrija Chatra Tat Sarvam. Dukula Valayadikam. Nirmamo Nirahankara. Sachine Shesha Bandhanaha. Vishrija Chatra Tat Sarvam. Tukula Balayadikam. Nirmamo Nirahankara. Sachina Nisha Spandanaha.
Ladies, please.
Sarvam. Tukala Balayadikam. Nirmama Nirahankara Sanchinane Shalpandanaha Vishvijatatya Satsarvam Tukula Vailadadikam Nirmama Nirahankara Sachina Shesha Bandhanaha Visritya relinquishing Tatra all those Tat that Sarvam everything Dukula belt Valaya Adikam and bangles Nirmama uninterested. Nirahankara. Unattached. Sachina. Perfectly cut off. Ashesha Bandhana. Unlimited attachment. Translation. Maharaj Yudhisthira at once relinquished all his garments, belt, and ornaments of the royal order and became completely disinterested and unattached to everything. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. To become purified of material contamination is the necessary qualification for becoming one of the associates of the Lord. No one can become an associate of the Lord or can go back to Godhead without such purification. Maharaj Yudhisthira, therefore, to become spiritually pure, at once gave up his royal opulence, relinquishing his royal dress and garments. The kashaya, or saffron loincloth of a sannyasi, indicates freedom from all attractive material garments, and thus he changed his dress accordingly. He became disinterested in his kingdom and family, and thus became free from all material contamination or material designation. People are generally attached to various kinds of designations. The designations of family, society, country, occupation, wealth, position, and many others. As long as one is attached to such designations, he is considered materially impure. The so-called leaders of men in the modern age are attached The so-called leaders of men in the modern age are attached by national consciousness, but they do not know that false consciousness is also another designation of the materially conditioned soul. One has to relinquish such designations before one can become eligible to go back to Godhead. Foolish people adore such men who die in national consciousness, but there is an example of Maharaj Yudhisthira, a royal king who prepared himself to leave this world without such national consciousness. And yet he is remembered even today because he was a great pious king, almost on the same level with the personality of Godhead, Sri Ram. And because people of the world were dominated by such pious kings, they were happy in all respects. And it is quite possible for such great emperors to rule the world. Translation again, Maharaj Yudhisthira at once relinquished all his garments, belt, and ornaments of the royal order and became completely disinterested and unattached to everything. Om Agnata Manandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Omilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So in the very beginning of this chapter, Suta Goswami is stating the grief that Arjuna had for separation of his dear friend, Lord Krishna. And here he is continuing to speak, Suta Goswami, about Maharaj Yudhisthira and how Maharaj Yudhisthira at once relinquished all his garments, belts, ornaments of the royal order and became completely disinterested and attached to everything. So there's wonderful, wonderful instructions in this chapter. And Srila Prabhupada is continuing in these amazing purports, speaking about and giving us the instruction of how to become disinterested, how to become detached from the material world. Even Suta Goswami in the beginning of this chapter was, as I said, was speaking about how Arjuna was so grief-stricken with the separation of his dear friend, Lord Krishna. So separation, relinquishing, letting go. These are all very, very important points. Because in order to become an associate of the Lord, in order to become qualified to go back to the spiritual world, to go back home, back to Godhead, though a very basic principle in Krishna consciousness, it's a very challenging one in that we have to become purified of the contamination, the material contamination that we've been in contact with for so many births. How many births? 8,400,000. Just imagine, we've been through so many births. And now in this human form of life, we have that amazing, wonderful opportunity to separate ourselves from the material world, to become purified. And to have the opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead, to go back to the spiritual world. What an amazing opportunity we have. And as we know in this age of Kali Yuga, though it is the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, and we see in this world, as we've been speaking, we've been seeing, Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Upadrita. We could see the challenges that we're experiencing in this world. We see the experience that we feel every day of the challenges, the battle, the civil war, if you would, of dealing with the mind's demands, the action of anger as the nectar of instruction, states Rupa Goswami. He speaks about this, the mind's demands and the actions of anger. And we're given this opportunity in Kali Yuga to control all of this. Because the nature of the living entity, the nature of us, the soul, not the bodies that we're looking at or that we're in, but the soul, is that we are full of knowledge and bliss. And we're eternal. So eternality, knowledge, and bliss. And I was marveled the other day, Savas Prabhu, when you were giving class about how you, that point that you made about experiencing this taste in kirtan. And how non-devotees, unfortunately, they have the opportunity, but they don't take that opportunity. Maybe because they haven't come in contact with Krishna consciousness, or maybe because of envy, they don't want to take part in Krishna consciousness. And just on that point about envy, I was thinking about something that I read that Dear Lalita Prabhu sent me a few weeks ago. He was reading something on his tablet or his phone, and I wanted to see what he was reading because I can see in his face it was something very interesting. And the main point that stuck with me of what he sent me is that this envy can be relinquished. We can do away with envy by giving up sense gratification. To that extent that we give up sense gratification, we become less and less envious. And we need to see that everything is for Krishna's pleasure. Everything that we have, everything in this world, we understand comes from Krishna. So everything is for his pleasure. So in this age of Kali Yuga, though sometimes our minds are extremely disturbed, or we're having challenges with associations, or with maintenance, or with our own mind, or we're feeling so hungry, or we're feeling cold, we're feeling uncomfortable, our bodies are giving us pain. But again, we have this very simple formula for becoming free from it all. And in this age of Kali Yuga, again, we are so fortunate to have those three words that Lord Chaitanya has given us, Hare Krishna and Rama. We have this Hare Krishna mantra, which in this age of Kali Yuga is the means for deliverance. And Srila Prabhupada said in the very beginning, in his invocation, he said, anyone can take part in the chanting. A child can take part in the chanting. Anyone can take part in chanting Hare Krishna. And in previous ages, there were other means for purification, for self-realization, whether it be deity worship. Deity worship was one of them. But all we have to do is chant. And Srila Prabhupada said that if we chant 16 rounds a day, we follow the four regulative principles, that Krishna will protect us. This is our means for deliverance and doing devotional service in association of devotees. So ecstatic. Just think about a moment that you've all experienced having a real taste, whether it's in kirtan or chanting japa or doing some devotional service. Just think about that for a moment. I know myself, when I first came to the temple in 55th Street, I remember dancing before the deities after being on Sankirtan all day and going on Harinam and coming back in the evening and trying to jump as high as I could to touch the ceiling. The ceiling wasn't as high as the ceiling here in New Dwarka. I'm thinking it was a little bit higher than this section of the temple room, that ceiling. And I remember I was just so ecstatic, trying to jump as high as I could to touch the ceiling. I always remember that taste that I had at that moment. Krishna gave me that ability to taste a little bit of kirtan. So Krishna will take away that taste at times as a test. Krishna always is testing us. So as we go on in life, the real test is how much are we becoming attracted to Krishna? And how much are we letting go of our false ego? How much are we letting go of material belongings? Now, that's not to say, okay, here's a watch. So this watch is made of, it's material. So do I want to get detached from it? So do I take it and throw it away? Oh, I don't, this watch. I'm not attached to this watch. Let me take my car keys. Oh, I'm not going to be attached to my car. Let me throw away the keys. I have money. Oh, let me take this stack of money and throw it away. I'm not attached to this. I don't need this. I'm not attached. Throw it away. You're hoping I do that and then that you're nearby, right? So you can pick it up. But relinquishing everything and becoming detached means how much are we using this in Krishna's service? Am I looking at my watch so I can make sure that I'm on time for Artik, on time to do my service? Am I using my keys for my car or for your car to go on book distribution, to go shopping for the deities? Even those who do business, who may not be living in the temple, but you're using your car for some Krishna conscious activity. And even if it's just to go to work, then you're engaging a portion of that Lakshmi somehow in Krishna's service. So at some point in time, we all have to come to the realization and to realize the fact that everything we have is given to us by Krishna, including this material body, which we can, in this human form of life, the benefit is we can understand the difference between matter and spirit and the controller of both. Animals cannot understand that. The hog cannot understand that. The dog cannot understand that. But we have that great fortune in this human form of life to be able to understand the difference between matter and spirit and the controller of both. And that we're Jivara Sarupaya Krishnara Nityadas. We're eternal servants of Krishna. And that everything is meant to be used in Krishna's service. And that ultimately everything belongs to Krishna. So, again, we have to become disinterested as Maharaj Yudhisthira became disinterested in kingdom and family and thus became free from all material contaminations. So we have all these wonderful, wonderful examples. We have these wonderful examples. Srila Prabhupada, he showed us perfectly how to worship the deity. He installed deities. Rukmini Dwarkanath, Srila Prabhupada personally did the installation. How many times Srila Prabhupada stood before these deities with his arms folded, praying before the deities with his palms folded together? And Srila Prabhupada showed that perfect example of hearing, chanting, remembering. Srila Prabhupada was always remembering Krishna. And as we were speaking in previous classes, Srila Prabhupada came with so little, seemingly so little, and within such a short, short period of time. Look at all the devotees that he made. Look at all the temples that were open. Look at all the prasadam that was distributed. And we're still doing that today. And Srila Prabhupada showed us till the very last days, explaining, don't think, this will not happen to you. And as younger devotees, it was hard to understand that. Myself, I found that difficult to understand. I could see it. I could hear it. But to really understand, 20 years old. But now getting on in age, as many of us are, and as we heard in class the other day, so many older devotees are leaving. And so this is going to happen to each and every one of us. Again, it's not to get everybody like nervous, but it's really, really important to keep this in the forefront because it's going to happen. I can feel within my own self. I can feel how I used to jump so high. I watch these young brahmacharis, these young devotees. They're dancing and twirling and kirtan and jumping high and dancing ecstatically. Although internally I'm ecstatic, I'm really happy, and I'm feeling the kirtan, and even I can dance a little bit. But if I dance hard, then the whole day my foot hurts or my knee hurts. I'm feeling all kinds of pains. So as the time goes on, we're all starting to feel these pains more and more and more. And so, you know, focusing in on this is very important. It'll keep us serious in Krishna consciousness. Not that we just focus on that, but we have to be mindful of that. Because we can't keep everything. We can't keep anything, actually. And so this purport, Srila Prabhupada is stating this. We have to separate ourselves from the material mind, material body. Srila Prabhupada writes that foolish people adore such men who die in national consciousness. If you have this national consciousness, I'm an American, I'm European, I'm from South America, I'm white, I'm black, I'm Indian, I'm Spanish, I'm... No, these are just all material designations. And so we have to focus on who are we? We're eternal servants. We're eternal servants of Krishna. We're the soul. Everybody pull... No, don't do this, but I mean, pull out a piece of hair, okay? So now, in that piece of hair... I'd be afraid to say that, pull out a piece of hair, because everybody might sit and pull out a piece of hair. Or some may say, I don't know that I have any. So, you but imagine, let's get a visual on this. You pull out a piece of hair. And imagine that out of that piece of hair, you can't really even see the tip of it, but the soul is 1/10,000th the size of a tip of a hair. Imagine how small we are. But yet our false ego, we say, oh, I am big, big businessman, or, you know, I have so much fame. Everyone in America knows me. But even several years ago, there was one celebrity, and he went around here in Los Angeles. And it was filmed. And he went around and he asked young people even questions like, you know, who was George Washington? And some of them never even heard of him. And here's a person that not so many lifetimes ago was the ruler, the president of our country. Even there are people... You know, 30 years ago, we even say, big, big, prominent people, people that influence the whole world with their music. And just kind of doing a test with certain people, I would ask them, oh, have you ever heard of this particular group before? And they've never heard of them before. So these designations from what people to remember us by, they're very short-lived. So, today, let's remember the wonderful examples that we have in Srila Prabhupada, Maharaj Yudhisthira, the wonderful examples that we have of people who gave up everything, who surrendered everything to Krishna. I was remembering on Memorial Day, I did an event. And suddenly the fire department came with their fire engines, and it was part of the event. And then they had everyone stand for a moment of silence to remember all the fallen heroes that gave us freedom. Freedom in America, all the people that were killed in the wars. So I think that's a good thing, because you give people recognition. They have done something for the country. But on the other hand, that these fallen people, they've made it that so that we and people in the United States can have as much sense gratification as they want, the freedom. Srila Prabhupada and others that we read about in the books, in Srila Prabhupada's books. They're giving us the freedom and the knowledge to give up sense gratification so we can be happy. And to that extent that we can relinquish and give up sense gratification, to that extent we will be happy. We'll get the taste for which we're always anxious. Maharaj Yudhisthira said that we look around and we see so many people are passing away. So many people are dying. I mean, just imagine, even as we're sitting here speaking, let's just look at the whole world now within our minds. Let's just imagine the world. And imagine hospitals, imagine so many places that there are people. And people are passing away as we're speaking. People are being born as well, but people are passing away. So the clock is ticking, as it was stated in a class not too long ago. The clock is ticking. So we need to keep this in the forefront. We need to keep death in the forefront so we can see, okay, well, this is coming, whether it's coming in an hour, 5 minutes, whether it's coming in 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. Eventually, it's going to be there. So we keep that in the forefront, then we can make a lot of advancement because we realize that I'm going to go on to something else. And it's like Bhagavad Gita says, yam yam vapi smaram bhavam chancha ante kalevaram. Whatever the consciousness is at the time of death, we're going to take that birth without fail. So devotional service to the Lord, devotional service to the devotees, so important. No matter what little bit of service or as big service we can do, something simple, even as simple as giving someone a glass of water or as simple as giving someone a little prasadam, giving a gift, sharing a realization, something. Doing something for a fellow devotee. This is very, very valuable. And Krishna sees this. And Srila Prabhupada sees this because, you know, the parent is always very happy when he sees children cooperating and doing things together. So, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Srila Prabhupada, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadradev, Gorni Thai, Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkanath, they're all ecstatic. And they see us working together as a team. And boy, we have such a great team here. How many of us have heard when devotees will come to New Dwarka for a while and then they leave or they stay overnight? Right? We have some very nice visiting devotees here. And they love it here. We wish you could stay. So we have a really wonderful team here and wonderful temple and abilities to do so many things, to give Krishna consciousness to others in the way of books or Harinam or Prasadam, telling people about Krishna, making ourselves available to tell someone about Krishna. How many times you go out somewhere and you might even wear non-devotional clothes, but you have tilak on. And someone may say, well, can I ask you a question? What are you all about? You know, you have something on your face. You know, what is this about? Get the opportunity to speak to somebody. So today is a wonderful day to perform devotional service, to associate with devotees, do something for a fellow devotee. So let's take advantage of what Krishna has given us. Let's take advantage of what Srila Prabhupada has given us. Remember, one stick can break very easily, but many sticks together is very difficult to break. I want to thank everyone for coming to Bhagavatam class today. And also on the internet, I want to thank you all for being out there listening to class. And I hope you all have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Jai, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you being here. Now it's going to take me half an hour just to get out.